On the original recording, the 12-string guitar is tuned down a half step into what we call E-flat tuning, and it's in drop D. What I would like to do for this lesson is just do drop D, not worry about tuning down a half step. That way it will make it easier for you to take this guitar from lesson to lesson and song to song without having to retune from E-flat tuning. So I'm going to be in standard tuning, but then my sixth strings drop down to a D. And all you do to do that is take your sixth string, if it's in standard tuning, which would be an E, and just loosen it till it's a D. And you can check it against your fourth string. And that should be drop D. That way, when you play a D chord, you can add in your sixth string and get a nice, fat, low end. As I mentioned, they're using a 12-string, so I can just dial that in on my guitar, and I'll have a 12-string. And I'll probably go back and forth between using the 6-string and 12-string setting on this guitar just to make some things a little more clear, especially when we get to the guitar solo part where the 12-string plays the melody. Well, let's get tuned up, and I will use the 6-string setting on my guitar for this. Here's my first string. Here is my second string. Here is my third string. Here is my fourth string. Here is my fifth string. And here is my sixth string. And keep in mind, that's a low D now. Okay, let's take a look at the song. The first thing we have is an intro. And with the 12 string, it sounds like this. So for this, I'm using a standard D chord. Finger 1 is on the 3rd string, 2nd fret. Finger 2 is on the 1st string, 2nd fret. Finger 3, you're on the 2nd string, 3rd fret. And I can strum all 6 strings with this because I now have that low D on the 6th string. This is in 3-4 time. So the rhythm pattern, 1, 2, and 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and repeats every 3 beats. And what I'm doing here is I'm going down, down, and for the upstroke, I'm taking the 1st and 2nd fingers off of their strings. Up, down. And then for the next upstroke, I'll put the 2 fingers on, and that gives me the and of 3. 1, 2, and 3, and. And that last one was an upstroke. Also, this is in the key of D, so we'll expect D chords, G chords, and A chords, which there are a lot of them. There's also an E chord that gets thrown in there, which is our 2 chord, sometimes called a double dominant. So now, let's take a look at this intro again. We start off with this D, open, back down, and then do that again, back down, open, back in, back down. So a total of 4 times. Just make sure you put the 2 fingers back down on the and of 3, and it will stay down when you get to the first beat of the next measure. 1, 2, and 3, and now it's already in place for our next strum down for 1. 1, 2, and 3, and 1. All right, let's see what happens after the intro.